Hello and welcome to the 10th meeting of Frodsham Town Council's Planning Committee. Agenda item number one is apologies for absence. Do we have any apologies, Jo?
Yes, I'd like to accept apologies for absence from Councillor Holman for personal reasons.
Okay,
also, I suppose we need to note that, Councillor Moorcroft has resigned from the Planning Committee.
Okay. Thank you, Jo. Agenda item number two, this is declarations of interest. Are there any declarations that we need to note this evening?
No.
I do have one, and it's a planning application for 13 Greenside Avenue, and that's a neighbouring property, so I won't take part in that discussion. Agenda item number three, it's the minutes of the meeting held on the 12th of February. Has everybody been cited on those? And do they agree they're a true record of that meeting?
Yep.
Yes? Yep. Okay, I'll get those signed for you, Jo. Item number four is opportunity for members of the public to speak. And as there are no members of the public here, I shall move on to item number five, which is our planning applications. So we've got eight applications to consider this evening. The first one is 24/00413/CAT, and this is land opposite Paddock View, which is 3 Royling Drive, and this is all tree works, so sycamores and cherries. The relevant policies that apply are M4, DM11, DM17, DM44, DM46 and STR89. Just to note, the property is in the Greenbelt and Conservation Area. Are there any objections?
No. No? Subject to the Conservation Officer agreeing.
Okay. That's no objections then, Jo. Subject to the agreement of the Conservation Officer. Next application is 24/00213/FUL. This is 13 Greenside Avenue. And it's a single-storey rear extension and a two-storey side extension. Relevant policies that apply are R1, M4 and DM11. And I'll hand it over to you as I have a declaration of interest.
I said no objections as long as it meets the requirements set out in the supplementary planning document for house extensions.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a note of that, Jo.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Next application is 24/00291/FUL. This is 97 Kingsley Road, and this is a two-storey rear extension. Relevant policies that apply are M4, DM11, DM17, DM44, DM46 and STR89. Just to note, the property is in the Greenbelt area. Are there any objections?
Same as the last one, subject to the requirements of the supplementary planning document on extension.
Okay, that's a no objection then, Jo. The next application is 24/00481/CAT, and this is for Craig Frim, 55A on the High Street, and again this is tree works to a sweet chestnut. Relevant policies that apply are R1, M4, DM11, DM44, DM46, and to note, this property is in the conservation area. Do we have any objections?
Again, no, as long as the Conservation Officer agrees.
Okay, there's no objections, please, Jo. Next application is 24/00533/CAT. This is the Coach House on Vicarage Lane, and again, tree works, and the tree is a new tree. The relevant policies are R1, M4, DM11, DM44 and DM46, and to note, this property is in the conservation area. Are there any objections?
No.
No.
Just as long as the conservation officer agrees.
Okay. That's no objections, Jo.
Okay.
Next application is 24/00330/FUL. And this is 30 Hillfield. This is a single storey side and rear extensions and pitched roof over the front porch. Relevant policies that apply are R1, M4, DM11 and DM44. Are there any objections?
Mm-hmm. That's just, again, the supplementary planning document requirements.
Okay, thank you, Judith. That's no objection, Jo.
Thank you.
Next application is 24/00357/FUL. This is 78A Main Street, and this is change of use of existing ground floor, shop floor, to become part of an existing residential first floor property. There are alterations to existing front shop front elevations, proposed new external doors and windows, and proposed front railings with a gate. The relevant policies to apply are R1, M4, DM11, DM14, DM44 and DM46. And to note, this property is in the conservation area. Are there any objections?
I think it's a shame to be losing one of our retail premises. And I think the suggestion that it's COVID and that they can't find any tenants, perhaps not entirely true, because I think it closed, stopped being shut before COVID hit. As it's a conservation area, we do need the conservation officer to be sort of keen on what they do.
Yeah.
Something else, wasn't there? If it's an extension, supplementary planning document on extensions. But I think also because they want to put railings around the front of it, and we've got the double post box and the cycle racks.
Yeah.
So I think we want the highways officer to be satisfied that it's not encroaching too much on the
pedestrian access. Yeah.
That would be my only concern.
So I don't think I've ever seen to let sign outside.
No.
I think they've made no effort.
When the charity shop moved out and the net curtains went up, I contacted planning then and asked, did they need permission to turn it into residential? But they never pursued it. So, however, the planning law has changed in December. It certainly did at the time they closed the shop.
Mm.
You did need to get permission to change to residential. They cited a lot of precedents, for example, elsewhere on the street, but in other shops, the hotel, pub, and restaurant.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a shame, really, now that we're starting the artisan market.
Exactly. Would have been nice to get another retail unit in there. But so, Jo, that's no objection, but again, subject to the Bloomington Conservation Officer meeting the requirements of house extensions and the agreement to the Highways Officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. The next application is 24/00358/FUL. This is Hawthorne Farm and Sandstone Cottage on Tarvin Road. This is a change of use from commercial premises to residential to be shared between existing attached dwellings as an extension. There's new external doors and windows and a proposed front garden wall. The relevant policies that apply are M4, DM11, DM17, GBC2, DM44 and STRAT9. Just to note that this property is in an area of special county value and the Helsby and Frodsham Hills landscape designation.
There are requirements to that, and they should have addressed that in their application, certainly in their design and access statement, and they haven't mentioned
that
at all. The other thing, making residential, is outside of the immediate town boundary. There are no pavements, no street lights, no bus service. So it isn't an ideal premises for residential, especially if it's to be family homes. So I don't know whether we should object or not, or whether we should just draw our concerns to the planning officer.
The only thing I thought about that, because I saw your email about that, they're not actually increasing the number of residential dwellings staying, so there's two residential properties there at the moment, is what I can gather from it, staying as that. They're just taking the office space in the middle to splitting between the two properties that are already there. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think there was any net addition.
Yeah,
there shouldn't be any increased traffic, and there shouldn't be, in fact, if anything, there'd be less because it'll never be offices again.
I don't know, because they were trying to sell it and couldn't sell it. Yeah. So I assume that now I still don't. Well, I think we should just draw those concerns to the planning officer and not say whether we object or not, just let the planning officer consider it. Because it's an ASCV, don't really know just what the requirements are there. So we've got to protect these areas.
Yeah.
They are important.
So I can send a response to say concerns as just discussed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no actual objection.
And it might be that they'll just go back to the and just say, well, you know, what are you going to do about this ASV? And it might be more to do with the landscaping around the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, can we do that then, Joe, please? So no specific objection, but that concerns that need to be taken into account. Particularly with it being an area of special county value. Thank you. And that brings us to the end of our meeting. There are no more applications. So agenda item 6, the date of the next meeting will be on Monday the 8th of April at 6:30 p.m. Thank you very much.